Howdy, friends. Greg Milby once again. Welcome to the Lyrics and Laughs podcast, brought to you by Luke Andrews of RE/MAX Premier Properties. Have you ever considered investing in real estate? Don't make the same mistake Luke made buying his first investment property. Learn from all of Luke's mistakes in his new book, which you can download for free at 10investormistakes.com. On the podcast, we recite and discuss lyrics to some of the best country songs ever written in an attempt in converting our non-country music-loving friend Kenny into a fan. Tonight, we chat about Glen Campbell's crossover hit, Rhinestone Cowboy. It's episode number 98 of the Lyrics and Laughs podcast. Dr. Chuckles, Joe Bennett.
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Captain Poetry, Eric Clemens.
I mean, Luke's properties are so premier. Mm-hmm. I've seen them with my own eyes.
And not a fan, Kenny Rambo.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
Don't get your hopes up.
You have to know this song.
It's foretelling, I think.
I mean, the term's familiar.
It's been in the background of so many things.
Yeah.
Okay.
You will for sure know it.
Yeah, probably.
And be a fan of it.
Do you know Glen Campbell?
Glen Campbell. No.
That's shocking.
I think you do.
Well, now, I mean, I got to admit, I'm not good at the pop culture stuff. Like, oh, who's that actor? I don't know. Like, he's in things. She's in things. But
and he has been, I mean, he was an actor. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen the original True Grit with John Wayne?
No.
Oh, man. He's in that.
Okay.
I love that. Did you see the new True Grit?
Eric? I'm not, no.
Oh, it's worth seeing.
I'll have to check it out.
With Jeff Bridges.
Did Glenn make a cameo in that?
I don't want to say for sure. I don't think so. Both of them are really good. I really, really enjoyed the newer True Grit. I mean, at this point, it's been out for quite a few years. But
I've never seen any of them.
Oh, come on, guys.
I know.
What are you doing with your lives?
Not much.
Not watching movies.
Yeah. Clearly.
I watched Gunsmoke today.
Gunsmoke? Haven't seen that either.
Oh, man, it's great.
What?
Gunsmoke?
It's a Wednesday.
Marshall Dillon?
Yeah, but where did you work Gunsmoke into your... I've not watched anything. we had stuff in the background, but like...
I was working on a video, and I had my office at home, the studio at home, has a TV, and Gunsmoke was on.
By choice. So
he edited this kitty got for hurt. 10 minutes and watched Gunsmoke for 2 hours.
Festus got
shot. Hard work day.
This kitty got hurt.
Spoiler alert, Greg.
Well, there's a ton of episodes and it's all happening.
Greg, before. Ridiculous.
Yeah, now all the people that were getting off, they're done with our listening to our podcast. And what are they doing? Immediately going to watch Gunsmoke, and now they know.
I started at 6 this morning.
By Larry Weiss.
My work day's almost over, and I was going to go home and watch Gunsmoke.
Yeah, it seemed like it.
Is that, no, I am curious. Is that your go-to?
It's not my go-to, but it seems like television is limited anymore.
So I am curious. Do you guys watch TV while you work? Like,
no.
I've got a TV in the home office as well.
I'd get distracted so easy.
I think Gunsmoke's one of those shows it's you can watch it in passing.
See, that's me. It's the trifecta for me. Like, if I'm working late in the office at the house, like, sometimes you just want that activity and movement so that you don't feel, you know.
Friends is on or.
Friends, Seinfeld, or The Office for me.
Yeah, or The Office, yeah. I can watch them so many.
I would get distracted by those. Gunsmoke and,
Andy
Griffith, you know, you can watch that and you've probably already seen the episode.
How old is he?
Whatever, dude. It's what I like. Quit judging. This is all about judging.
He also likes a gallon of milk for a nickel, but all those days are gone. When I was a kid, gas was only not invented because we had horses.
And boy, did I like horses.
Yeah. Sexually.
Whatever.
Oh, man. Maybe you wanted to be a veterinarian so we could tell the difference in it.
Rhinestone Cowboy, a song written by Larry Weiss, made a hit by the legendary Glen Campbell in 1975.
That's a lot of schooling.
Song was
just to be able to tell the difference.
Golly.
Song was written in 1974.
That's a boy. No.
I think.
I don't know. You might want to get a second opinion on that one.
Thanks, Doc.
Why do I do this podcast?
Let me bring in the other one.
Why even do this podcast?
Eyes for
one,
sure, a girl.
One is a girl, one is a boy, Greg. You got a 50-50 chance.
I don't have to do this podcast. Perfectly fine without it. Take my equipment, go home.
That one has longer hair. That's the girl.
I mean, I could do a podcast like somebody else. Couldn't get any worse. I mean, it's my stuff.
So Glenn Campbell's daughter.
I mean,
research?
I know Glenn Campbell.
Could probably make some money.
His daughter Ashley.
Broken Greg.
Yeah, it's just the strokes back. It's fine. So Ashley is.
I interview people and be like, "Hey, do you like me? Do you think I'm nice?" Yes, you're hired. Won't make any money, but at least we can have fun on the podcast.
We got this new guy, and I don't know. He really likes the radio. It's as if he's never seen a TV before, because he's old and he grew up without.
Is this because you haven't been here all week? Is why you're like this?
What am I doing? Why am I getting blamed? I didn't even start it.
Joe's not been here either.
What?
You haven't.
Why? It's because I haven't been here.
Exactly.
Yeah. We're tag team.
Package deal.
I mean, whenever I'm gone, you guys give me crap about it. But, Kenny, they've not been here all
week.
You
have to have been here ever to be gone.
Again, I'll find somebody else to do a podcast with.
Gunsmoke was originally a radio show.
We'll break down Gunsmoke episodes. Oh, like that would be any worse than this podcast. Well, like that would be any worse. Go ahead and say nobody would listen to that podcast.
Two confirmed listeners. Better than the one that you would have, counting you listening to your podcast when it dropped.
Kenny, how many times have you listened to this podcast?
This one?
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Yeah.
Eric, when's the last time you listened to this podcast? Exactly.
Well, no, literally. I mean, we experience it live.
Yeah.
So why would I listen to it? Yeah. So I listen to every episode.
No. Based on your comments, no.
No, I didn't say I retain anything from any of the episodes, but I listen. I'm here.
Song number one, 1975. It was a crossover hit for Glenn Campbell.
What it cross over from?
Country to pop. At the same time. Poor Larry Weiss wrote the song. And performed it on an album, put it on an album in Australia, and it bombed. Glenn Campbell hears it when he's on a tour in Australia, and it's like, hey, that's a pretty good song. Brings it back to the United States, records it, mass hit right there.
I wouldn't feel too bad for Larry.
No, he's got some money out of it.
Yeah. I believe one of his quotes that I found, it said something like, I've written, or I'm always proud when I hear it. It sounds good, and it's always, ker-ching. That is literally what he had made some money off that one. I would say this is a huge song. When I think of Glenn Campbell, this is the song.
Oh, this is the song you think about. Yeah. I don't really think of any other Glenn Campbell song.
The only other one that you might say is the Galveston or Wichita Lineman. Sorry, that Wichita Lineman.
I mean, they're both good songs, but Rhinestone Cowboy is the one you think about,
and that's a later hit for him. He was kind of in a lull. He'd had some big hits, and then this brings him back up. At least song wise, he was on TV. He had the Glenn Campbell, what was it, Happy Hour show or something like that, kind of a variety show thing.
Well, Eric was about to say something about Glenn's daughter earlier.
Yeah, so his daughter Ashley, I got introduced to her several years ago from a she plays the banjo. So Glenn played the banjo. This girl, she was, I don't know, 22 at the time, can play the frickin' banjo. Like, you need to YouTube this girl and look her up. She just comes in hot, and, like, she has a lot of talent. It's crazy. And then to say, I want to play the banjo. Like, who just decides, I'm going to play an instrument, it's going to be the banjo, and I'm going to be more than proficient at it.
Mm.
It's pretty incredible.
Okay. And so he had how many kids? Did you look that up, Greg?
I did not.
9 children.
Wow.
Apparently singing songs not his only hobby.
Yeah. he had some kids. 9 is a lot.
That
That's
is
more
lot.
Than you, Kenny.
That is more than me. That is a lot. So
yeah.
So he was good at it.
Yeah.
He was all right.
Yeah. And he's one of like 12 or something like that.
Ah. Are they Catholic? Did anybody look that up?
Church of Christ, I believe, is what they were. Yeah, Church of Christ.
Okay.
Is Church of Christ the one where they don't have like instruments?
I think that's right.
Is that right?
For real?
Yeah.
I
had a good friend when I was a kid growing up, and his family was part of, I believe it was Church of Christ, and it was all a cappella.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I think that's right. Church of Christ, more conservative and traditional Church of Christ do not use instruments. Because it's the one by the old Coke plant here in town.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. The one I was familiar with was north of here.
But
what'd you say?
Corey went there, our friend Corey.
Oh, true story. We've talked about this before, the 92 tornadoes or whatever that came through here.
Mm-hmm.
I was across the street from that Church of Christ, and some of our trees ended up in their building.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because they got hit real hard. Yep. Yeah.
You know what they didn't do with them? Make
tournament
instruments.
Yeah. It's true. Maybe they used them to rebuild.
There you go.
This is weird. I was literally looking at footage of that storm damage today.
Really? I would like to see it.
Yeah. I'm transferring some old Video 8. My grandparents want a video camera. They would not have bought it. They won it from Walgreens when Walgreens was in the mall. And after that storm, my grandfather went out and was videoing all the trees that were down and them cutting them down and things.
Was there video footage of the movie palace?
No, I mean, it was just near. I mean, it was just.
Oh, gotcha.
He had taken the footage.
Gotcha. So this, you said Video 8?
Yes.
So that followed VHS, right? These were the smaller?
Yeah, I don't know the exact progression because Video 8 was smaller. There was VHS-C as well, and there was eventually mini DV. By the way, if anyone has a mini DV, if you can get me a camera, mini DV, I need that so that I can move. Do you have one?
I have one.
I think it works.
Mm-hmm.
For real?
Mm-hmm. I think I might too. I'll do some checking.
I need that. What's in our office right now?
No, it wouldn't work.
Not that. Okay. Uh-uh.
But I was transferring some footage for someone else. They had a Video 8 player. My grandparents, their camera no longer worked. So I was able to finally transfer that footage. It's pretty exciting for me today.
So the mini DV, I think I do have one of those. I'll check.
That
Jeff's grandmother still uses, I can't remember, maybe VHSC.
So I'm curious.
It's very difficult to find. And when she does like Christmas, she wants to video. So for Christmas one year, a couple years ago, we bought her some of those cassettes. Those were expensive.
I would say so. If she needs them transferred, I have an adapter.
We've established the most old-fashioned thing that Greg has done today, watching Gunsmoke.
Yeah.
Joe with his Video 8.
Yep.
What was the most old-fashioned thing you did today, Eric?
Drink one?
Ding. Yep. All right, cool. Same here. Had one at dinner. That's all I can come
did
up with.
Did you really?
I did.
Mm.
No?
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, granted. Not up to our standards.
Right.
Yeah. But, well, yeah.
I would say the most old thing that Eric did today was waking up just because of all of his injuries and ails.
I thought old people don't wake up.
You thought wrong.
Oh, well, yeah, you are here, I guess.
Glenn Campbell, song number one, 1975, Rhinestone Cowboy. Great song. Went to number one pretty quick, stayed there for 3 weeks. Ranked the number two song of the entire year for 1975.
What knocked it out?
That I did not look up.
Oh, we got to look that up. Is that Hot 100 or country that you're looking at?
Is this the longest running number two song of all time?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it was just number two for the year.
I'm not sure what that means.
It means it was ranked number two for the entire year.
Oh, okay.
I've got it. So end of year Hot 100 singles of 1975. We'll start with number five. My Eyes Adored You by Frankie Valli.
Oh.
I would not have predicted Frankie Valli to have a top five song.
What about the Four Seasons?
Just Frankie.
Just Frankie.
Solo. Before the Next Teardrop Falls by Freddie Fender.
I can see that one.
Oh, Freddie Fender.
I don't know if I know this song. Elton John, Philadelphia Freedom. Do you know that one? I know a lot of Elton John songs. That's not one I'm familiar with. Number two, Rhinestone Cowboy, Glen Campbell. Number one, it's a duo. It's the Captain and Tennille. Love Will Keep Us Together.
Oh. Love Will Keep Us Together.
Yeah, you know that one.
I see why I got kicked off. To
you know that one.
Number two now.
Thank God I'm a Country Boy. John Denver was number 11. One we've covered on this. That's another crossover.
There you go.
Isn't John Denver's here?
Yeah, I closed the door.
That's me, John Denver.
John, you sound...
John Denver song.
Are you sick?
No older than Greg.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm real old.
Yeah. What? I didn't realize you had such a, a deep bass gravel.
You know, me and the Counting Crows lead singer.
I was going to say, have you met Adam Durst?
Why is that a go-to? Why is, like, the deep bass thing a go-to?
I don't know.
Why can't we have, like, Barry White in here then instead of somebody like that?
Can we get Barry White in here?
Barry!
Hey, guys, it's me, Barry White.
All right, Barry.
Bye, Barry.
Yeah. Me and Ron White are brothers.
You left.
Well, guys, I'm out of here.
Again.
You may have recognized my voice from the hit series Police Academy.
What? Bobcat Goldwyn? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you didn't sound this way for me.
That's literally the only impression you've ever done okay.
That was
is Bobcat Goldwyn. And I'm saying okay.
It's me, Bobcat Goldwyn, in my normal voice. Just a normal guy.
Oh, man. That was a good movie, by the way.
It was a good movie.
It was a great movie. Who was the guy was from Louisville that did all the different voices?
What is happening?
What?
Yeah, the
is he from Louisville for real?
Yes. Gosh, what's his name?
He was also in Spaceballs.
Hightower. Not Hightower.
I'm looking it up.
I wouldn't know his real name. That's
Michael
what I was
Winslow.
After. My Michael yes, Winslow. Yes, yes, yes.
It was LeVar. Was it LeVar or Lavelle? Anyway. He was a cadet.
LaVar. Yeah.
He was born in Spokane, Washington.
That's a little far from Louisville.
It
Greg.
Is. It's not.
He lived in Louisville, Kentucky.
For real?
Yes.
What part?
The one with Louisville in it.
Where are you seeing this
information? I'm 99.9% sure he's from Louisville, Kentucky.
Google the Louisville, Kentucky and
welcome
and
to the
name.
0.1%. He grew up at Fair. I mean, he is a. It looks like he, his dad may have been, or mom, Air Force Base, or we're in the Air Force. So, but I don't know why Louisville.
Yeah.
Should we get to some lyrics? How much time have we? Just
18 minutes, 27
perfect.
Seconds.
Perfect. Let's
wow,
do
goes
it.
So quick.
I know. We're having so much fun. It's just like.
Well, it's all Kenny's fault. Kenny?
What did I do?
You haven't said something yet.
What am I supposed to say?
What do you always say to start the lyrics?
And now. A reading.
I've been walking these streets so long, singing the same old song. I know every crack in these dirty sidewalks of Broadway. Here's hustle, the name of the game. Where hustle's the name of the game. And nice guys get washed away like the snow and the rain. So I was in Michigan this week. It was
pleasant. I mean, sorry.
It was sunny, probably high 50s, low 60s. And there were mounds of snow taller than me, and it hasn't been below freezing there in like a week and a half. And there were still mounds of snow taller than me everywhere.
That's
everywhere.
Brutal.
Yeah. And it's that dirty snow. So where I was going with this is, you know, when you get the snow and it's been around for 3 or 4 days and it just looks gross and all you want is rain just to wash it all away.
Yep.
I get why you put that in this song.
Glen Campbell is, he, sometimes I don't connect him with like the Nashville country scene and I never knew why. And it's because he's really not. He's from Arkansas originally, but he's an LA musician. He went and became a part of what was known as the Wrecking Crew. They were a session group. Glenn Campbell played on the Beach Boys' Pet Sounds, which is one of the greatest albums of all time. Like, he was a session guitarist on that album. Hmm. Anyways, he's not, like, at this point in his career, he is not this guy. You know, he's made it pretty big. He's had the session music. He's had hit songs. He's had a TV show. He's done things. But he hears this song, and I guess kind of...
It triggers memories of the days. Yeah.
You know, of struggling, of trying to get where you want to be to that particular place.
So he's the performer, not the songwriter.
He did not write the song. No. Yeah, like Greg said, he was literally on a tour in Australia and heard the song and was like, yeah, I need to cut that. Need to do that one.
Okay.
But he's walking the dirty sidewalks of Broadway.
Mm. Is that an actual reference?
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
I think so.
Okay.
Dirty sidewalks of Broadway.
I mean, there's Broadway everywhere.
Because I legit thought, I've always thought when I heard this song, New York. I don't think he's wanting to be like in musicals or something like that, but I just always connected it to that. I may be wrong.
We think of Broadway in Nashville. You know, you had Tootsie's, you had Ernest Tubb Record Shop, you had all those different places down there, and it was a hustle. You were down there hustling your music.
Still is.
Well, but I mean, there are people, there are artists, I believe, on Friday and Saturday night. It's not you get paid to play on Broadway. I think there are certain situations that you pay to play on Broadway.
Well, here's why I'm going to push back and say it's New York. This is why I think so. It's because dirty sidewalks, New York in the 70s is a little grimy, gritty.
Okay.
And it's talking about snow. Nashville does not get a ton of snow.
And why would a guy from Australia write a song about Nashville?
Is he from Australia, Leary?
The guy that, yeah. I believe that's where he's from.
Good day, mate. Are the kangaroos have snow on them?
This isn't even a country song. This is a down under song.
He was born in Newark, New Jersey. Grew up in Queens.
Okay,
and
that's so this New York. is New York.
Yeah, New York.
Concrete jungles where dreams are made of.
Yes.
Okay.
Now we're connecting, Kenny. Right. We're real. Yes. Yeah, making connections.
I feel like I lost Eric there.
Eric, more lyrics?
Gladly. There's been a load of compromising on the road to my horizon, but I'm going to be where the lights are shining on me.
Pause.
Okay.
Yep. That line, there's been a load of compromising. On your, Eric, Greg, Kenny, on your roads to the top.
Oh, man, I hope I'm still climbing.
No, you're there. You guys are there.
All the way up.
Construction sign right in the middle.
What? There has to be compromises along the way, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, I had to move to Ohio.
At one point.
Yes.
You did.
That was a compromise.
Yeah. Didn't love that. Didn't love that.
Oh, radio is full of compromise.
Like what?
Not doing character voices.
You wanted to do them and you couldn't.
I did character voices forever, and then I was told no because people know that's not really that person. I'm like, okay. All right.
Wait, you're telling me that
I didn't say it was a great.
No, let's get Luke's take on this real quick. Luke, you out there, buddy?
Man, I don't like that at all.
I don't either, Luke. I think it's horrible.
I think it's like, man, hey, you know, you're telling me that, like, you know, Tom Hanks really wasn't big?
I know.
It made no sense to me.
I know.
It's just stifling creativity.
Yeah.
I did character voices for years. And then at a place, I was told to quit doing character voices because people know it's not that person. Like, that's why you do those characters, because you can get away with saying things that you couldn't say yourself.
Yeah, like, man, let me just put this. I look at Eric's impressions of stuff, and it's like, well, I don't even, are those impressions? I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh, it's Bill Cosby's here.
I think,
I'm not sure. I think we're still Bobcat Goldthwait.
I think, oh, that's Bill Cosby. I know Bill.
I think you've been telling jokes on me.
No, he just switched.
And I don't appreciate it, Luke. I had enough hard times myself.
It's like a dance mix version of Bobcat Goldthwait and If Bill Cosby and Bobcat Goldwing had a baby, that's what that would be.
I used to have freezers full of Puddin' Pops, and now I got none because of the troubles I've been in.
And you're telling me people at home don't really believe that's Bill Cosby?
Yo, I tell you what, if I didn't think this was Luke Bryan with my own two eyes, well, I kind of got one now. The glaucoma.
I mean, that's crazy, man. Think people just, I don't know. Like, people are honestly thinking, like, Luke Bryan's not driving, like, flying his jet here and there and everywhere trying to get there. And Adam Duritz. Hang on. I can't see him. You're hiding. Quit hiding. Is that Adam Duritz or is that Barry White or is that the other person?
La, 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 la.
Yeah.
Hold on. I got to make a note. When Eric's tired, cancel the podcast.
All right. Get me out of here, Greg. But I just needed to say that. That's just, I don't know. I don't like that at all.
Well, it's good to see all them.
I know. Yeah,
that was a punch going on there.
Yeah.
I got a joke for you guys.
Oh, great.
Luke Bryan, Bill Cosby, and Bobcat Goldwing walk into a bar.
Restraining order.
Yada, yada, yada. Restraining order.
Yada, yada, yada. Real big headache.
A lot of compromising. You got to make compromises. Kenny, what compromises have you made on your way to the top?
Oh, man. I'm all the way up. I don't know. I mean, I had to live in Knoxville for a while.
Mm. Did do a country music podcast.
Yeah, and then there's that whole thing. So.
Turns out I've made real bad decisions my whole life. co-worker was talking to me today about their daughter attends University of Kentucky.
Go Cats.
And has a chance to do an internship this summer in Knoxville, Tennessee. She was like, that's it, your neck of the woods. What do you know about Knoxville? I said, well, I've only driven through it, really. Never spent any time there. I have a good friend that lived there and said because of the mountains and everything around it, it just the summer is just a heavy, heavy, dense allergy machine.
It's miserable. In fact, I was living in Knoxville and was dealing with allergies in a way that I had never contended with in my adult life. Started to understand that it was because, like, it lives in this bowl between, I guess, the Appalachian Mountains and the Smoky Mountains.
Yep.
Three interstates through there. So anything that's brought in stays. And I was actually getting an upgrade in air quality by moving from Knoxville to Atlanta.
Really?
Yeah.
Lyrics and Laughs brought to you by Knoxville Tourism. Sounds it for everyone here in Knoxville. We pride ourselves in our unique mix of natural beauty, outdoor adventure, and allergies.
All the pollen.
In other words, we're a nature-loving, adventure-seeking, artsy kind of town. We can't wait to welcome
you. I don't see that
you.
Anywhere in the lineup.
Knoxville, Tennessee.
And that has been the Allergy Minute with Kenny and Eric.
Yeah, we don't have a sneeze on any of those buttons?
I don't.
Oh,
I have to work
Craig,
on it.
Craig, be prepared.
Well, it's not about being prepared. It's I only have so many buttons.
Can you imagine?
We have a budget.
Can you imagine what it would take to be prepared for this?
No, oh,
wait,
gosh.
We have a budget? Where's all this money coming from to make a budget?
Hold on, let me correct it. I have a budget.
Wait, what?
Maybe this budget.
I did. I've spent all my budget.
Gas money for me. Mm. You know what I paid for gas today? $4.25 a gallon.
Yeah, but were there bombs?
That was the oldest thing that Eric did today was complain about gas.
Yeah.
Sorry, we found it.
There you go. Way to go, man.
I had to buy a lot of gas. My Taurus took like $80 worth. So.
More lyrics?
Yeah, why not?
Please.
Like a rhinestone cowboy riding out on a horse in a star-spangled rodeo. A rhinestone cowboy getting cards and letters from people I don't even know and offers coming over the phone. So if you were to get an offer today, what are the odds that it would come over the phone?
I think the most likely offer any of us would be to get right now is someone wanting to buy our home.
Or a cease and desist.
Or a found your keys.
So you've got a few of those.
Plenty of those are coming by phone.
Yeah, no joke. 7 o'clock this morning. My phone rings. It says Walt Disney World.
Oh, man. I wish Cooper was here. Because my 12-year-old does a pretty good Mickey Mouse impersonation. And for him to relay this phone call. Because I cannot believe Mickey Mouse found your keys and called you.
So in my head, I'm going 7 in the morning. Walt Disney World's calling me. This can't be about keys, right? So I answer, hey.
I won a prize.
It's Sarah from.
Well, hi there, Eric. I found some keys.
Hey there, Eric. I found a set of keys with your name on it.
No, so it's this girl, and she's like, hey, it's Sarah calling from whatever, something. I said, what? Because it's Sarah from whatever. I said, I don't know what that is. Where is that? And she goes, it's on Walt Disney World. And I said, okay. Like, I'm confused. Like, I don't think this is a key thing. Like, I think they're trying to sell me something. She's like, anyway, I have 4 sets of keys here. I said, 4 sets of keys? What are you? Do you work the lost and found? And why are you just now calling? Because I know the dude that's dropping them hasn't been there in a month. Well, they're sitting here in this basket, and I thought, well, I wonder if anyone's called this number. So I did.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
What is the thought process there?
Hold on. She's trying to do something nice. She noticed they're still in the basket and had been there for a few weeks and calls this number out of the goodness of her heart, and you lay into her.
But I mean, let's be honest. Like, where's the deductive reasoning there, right? Because, like, people lose keys. People do not lose 4 sets of keys. Like,
yeah. Hang on. I want to see
what are the circumstances that would lead to that? That 4 sets of keys are all in lost and found.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling. I'm the stupidest person alive.
Hang on. Let's see if anybody answers here. I'm going to just act like I had a missed call here. Here we go.
This is someone who's called
you? This is what called me this morning.
Okay.
The number you have dialed is not in service. Number and dial again.
Okay.
That's the
Walt Disney World.
That's what it says.
Yeah.
Wow.
Disney without the E and World without the O.
That's a scam call if I've ever seen it.
But she had keys. That's why I thought it was somebody trying to sell me something.
Man.
Oh, man. Why wouldn't that work?
Getting cards and letters from people you don't even know. Well, have you ever sent a card or a letter, like maybe when you were a kid, to like a fan club or something like that? Is there any time you did that?
No.
I once got a Santa. Postcard from, Santa. And we've covered this. I've gotten a postcard from some people I didn't know.
That's true. That is true. I mean, Santa Claus, I don't know if I ever, that's not a thing I would do. Mm-mm. And I was listening to someone, some kind of interview the other day of like, you know, if you have a complaint now, it is easy to just fire off an email.
Yep.
I've said it before. I have complained to graders because they took away the banana ice cream.
And rightfully so.
Yes.
That issue needed a voice.
Yes. That was easy though. Because I could email them.
Yep. Yep.
It takes work to be so angry about something that you would write a letter.
But here's how committed we are. The first person that sends a message, a private message, to our Facebook page with their address, we'll send them a card.
Oh.
There it is. If you're listening right now, the very first person that jumps into our DMs on Facebook, sends us a private message with their address, we'll send you a card.
I'm touching my nose, which means I'm not writing it.
Oh, no, it feels like this is something Joe will take care of.
If that doesn't tell us we don't have listeners, I don't know why.
Oh, man. Yeah, tune in next week to find out if we had to mail that card. Oh, man.
Shocking we didn't. Okay.
Like, hey, do we really have to put a stamp on this if we're just walking it across the office?
Yeah, this is 55 cents. I ain't trying to spend that kind of money.
We don't have that kind of a budget.
Yeah.
Greg, I'm sorry, you're losing a button this week.
Okay, so back to the lyrics, I've got to ask.
If it can be the button that turns on Eric's microphone, that would be great.
Oh, man, if I could go home and go to bed right now, that would be...
Well, if you'd shut up and talk about the lyrics, we could probably get there soon.
I've got a question about the lyrics.
All right. Skinny's in.
Oh, dude.
So right here, it says, like a rhinestone cowboy.
Yes.
I don't know what that is. So is this something that has been established in pop culture ahead of this song? Or does this guy just assume we know what a rhinestone cowboy is?
I just think a flashy cowboy, like Rhinestone, the movie, right?
Oh, we're getting there.
Oh, are we? Okay.
We're getting there.
All right.
I think it can go back to the nudie suits, which I believe we have talked about on the podcast before.
Oddly enough, yes.
Yeah. Gets you kicked out of most schools.
Nudie suit, not a birthday suit.
And all Sunday schools.
Nudie is the designer, and they were these flashy rhinestone-type suits, sequins, things like that. Porter Wagner definitely wore the heck out of some back in the day. Elvis used Nudie. Post Malone has even worn.
Now you're speaking my language.
A Nudie style suit, because obviously Nudie
the brand is gone.
Nudie has passed away, but that type of suit. As a callback to those kinds of things. And so I think that's what it's referring to, is my guess. Greg, did you do any other research about that?
I did. I'm not going to go with that one.
Because I feel like he's just dropped this on us, like a rhinestone cowboy. And I'm like, well, hold on. I don't know what that's like.
Yeah, I think that's kind of where I thought it was.
But is that relevant in 1974 America? You've got that reference
fashion,
point?
Fashion, more flamboyant country singers is what I'm seeing some definitions on it. One such singer that called himself a rhinestone cowboy, David Allan Coe. No.
He would wear some flashy stuff at times, like especially in the earlier days, I believe, because I have a picture in my mind of one of his albums where he's wearing, maybe I'm wrong, but I have this, I don't know, image in my mind of him wearing something flashy.
What's the flashiest thing you do with your wardrobe?
If I had money, I would dress like that.
But in practice, where do you get flashy and flamboyant? Mm. Like just current day in and day out.
I don't. The pandemic has changed that. I used to be flashy and flamboyant in shoes. That's changed.
I wear a lot of Dan Flasher shirts.
So. Oh, yeah. I can't say what I want to now.
I do own a lot of suit coats.
Okay.
And I like collecting weird ones. Mostly I use it for when we're doing some kind of performance.
Yeah.
That's kind of our go-to is we wear the suit coats with like a t-shirt or something. Okay. In my everyday life, it goes from like maybe a gray zip-up hoodie to like a navy zip-up hoodie
or a red Eric and Joe Show t-shirt to a blue. Eric and Joe Show t-shirt. Mm-hmm. So
it's kind of,
I think my problem is I've gained weight during COVID and all my go-tos can't really, I mean, they don't really want to go.
Yeah. I did get new kicks.
Oh, look out.
Back
look
to at, the NB.
Look at those New Balances.
Dang. Yes. Well, I haven't seen those before. Why did I not notice those? Let me see those again.
Yeah, check those babies.
Dang. I remember when Joe walked in tonight, I think, man, that guy just looks balanced.
Yeah. So new. So, what's the flashiest thing you do? You wear some suit coats.
Yeah, I like a good patterned sports coat, you know, just to kind of add a little flair. And then, you know, I can do the sock thing from time to time. I see Eric's rocking some interesting socks tonight.
I guess that would be what I do. I never wear white socks. It's always, I always have sock patterns.
Okay.
Somebody commented me on my socks the other day. It was Doug. We went to Flywheel, and Doug said, "Man, your sock game's on point tonight." Mm. As usual, he said.
As usual.
That's like a rhinestone cowboy.
I wear some socks.
But I think my shoe game has changed because of Kenny, too. Because used to, I could order things off of Google.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently our search history is about the same. So every time I see a pair of shoes, it may be the one that you're wearing, whether they're the black dress shoes or the other ones that you got.
Yeah, we got to be careful about that.
Yeah, so I just
I don't know that you call black Crocs dress shoes.
They're not. I don't. No, they didn't say black Crocs.
If you guys could wear the same shoes, if you guys could just wear the same outfit one day.
Oh, we will.
We've come pretty close.
We will.
Yeah.
Because something else that's very similar is your faces and your heads.
Yeah, and if you've checked out our Lyrics Laughs Pod on Instagram and Facebook, you would have seen last week a little mashup of y'all's faces.
There was an issue early on, and my former business partner, Beth, thought it was hilarious one day when Greg and I showed up dressed pretty similar, right? Like we were still both doing the jeans and sports coat thing. And we discussed like, well, maybe we need to like check in with the wives on this because they both have, you know, influence on our wardrobes. But then we realized like they would just intentionally, right? Like they would plot against us, right, Greg?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think y'all just need to own it. Just be like twins.
I mean, if you recall, there was at least a few minutes one Halloween that we went as each other because I sat at his desk and he sat at mine.
Yeah. But see, Kenny says that I was hired to be the nicer person.
He makes us more likable.
So if I'm going to act Greg like does? Him.
Yeah. Yeah, outside of this circle, people really like him.
Huh. He's always been kind of an ass to me.
I wonder why. I wonder why. I mean, I used to go, you know, that Joe, that Eric has to put up a lot with Joe.
And amen.
I was like, I was team Eric. And then all of a sudden I met Eric and spent more time with Eric. And I'm like, that Joe. Yeah. And then I spent more time with both of you. And then I become a Doug fan.
Doug's my favorite, too.
He is the and.
And I mean, there are a lot. Because, you know, I don't want to be like, you know, I don't want to say your wife's my favorite or, Joe, your wife's my favorite because that would just be awkward. So I'll go with Doug. That's because fair. Doug's everybody's favorite wife.
Well, your wife's definitely my favorite because she makes the best chocolate cake.
Oh, man. That she does.
Mm-hmm. And delivers.
Yeah. I mean, there may be chocolate cake potentially during March Madness.
Ooh. What? Well, I may not show up now.
Keep talking.
Oh, it'll be the time when you're not there. We'll hold it out.
Eric's here. Put the cake away. Put the cake away. Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. At this point, there may not be a point that I'm not there. I am so ready for an NCAA tournament.
It feels like it's been a while.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, this is year number 10 for us doing this. So it's a decade of madness. So it's like, actually, maybe more than that, but we're going with 10.
Okay.
I mean, I'm pumped up.
A decade of madness and 1 year of sadness.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's four days of hoops.
Everybody filled out the bracket? I haven't touched mine yet.
Yeah. I'm done. I was working on mine too. Earlier.
Yep. Better get it in.
Mine will probably be
I go through one time.
Morning.
I used to go through and do like multiple brackets. Now I do one bracket and I wait to near, you know, time for game one to finish it up just so there's no going back.
So who'd everybody pick for their Final Four?
I've got Louisville, the Final Four.
Is that the women's bracket?
Yes. Yeah.
I've not gotten there.
Oh, we're talking about men's. Sorry.
No. No. I got to dig into it. I haven't touched it yet.
I've got, I'm a homer. Kentucky could be a 16 seed and I would have them winning the championship.
There you go.
I'm such a homer.
We count on you guys.
So yeah, Kentucky's winning it all. That's my pick.
Good answer.
Always.
Yeah. We got more lyrics.
Unless it's bracket two and it's Gonzaga.
They scare me.
Yeah.
All right, let's get some more lyrics. We got more.
Let's do it. Well, I really don't mind the rain, and the smile can hide all the pain, but you're down when you're riding the train that's taken the long way. And I dream of the things I'll do with a subway token and a dollar tucked inside my shoe. There'll be a load of compromising on the road to my horizon, but I'm going to go where the lights are shining on me. Like a rhinestone cowboy, riding out on a horse in a star-spangled rodeo. Rhinestone cowboy, getting cards and letters from people I don't even know, and offers coming over the phone. Like a rhinestone cowboy, riding out on a horse in a star-spangled rodeo, like a rhinestone cowboy, getting cards and letters from people I don't even know, like a rhinestone cowboy.
Just as I don't know what a rhinestone cowboy is, I don't know what a star-spangled rodeo is.
Oh, man.
That is when the lady rides out on the horse with the flag right at the national anthem, the focal point. The all moment. It's like a NFL football game, the flyover, except for our Tennessee Titans who can't have flyovers anymore.
Not anymore.
We can't play nice.
Low.
But it's the flyover for rodeos is when the cowgirl rides out with the American flag.
Hmm. Wait, well, why can't the Titans have flyovers?
Well, because we had a fly-in. We had helicopters this past season that decided you know, during the practice run, they went above the stadium. But when it was game time, they literally, people in the upper level were looking at the pilot.
There was a FAA and Army investigation. They, I guess the rule that they broke is they flew too close to the Jumbotron.
Wow.
Altitude-wise.
Really?
And you could tell. Like, day of, it was like.
Well, that was the game I didn't go. And then you sent me a picture of the video of that, and I'm going, yeah, that looked a little low. And sure enough, the next day it was investigation
and whatnot. Yeah.
Huh.
So the next four home games, you know, the ending of the national anthem, everybody's looking up, but nothing's there.
Nothing.
So
fly my kite over.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
Yeah.
In the 70s, there was a big boom of country music. There were some crossover hits.
Okay. This one.
Yep. Movies. Yeah. Movies were being made. We've talked about Convoy before.
Okay.
Urban Cowboy was a little bit inspired by that country music craze that ended up happening, the John Travolta movie.
Okay.
But more importantly, there is a movie that came out, and this happened after the 70s, but it is called Rhinestone. Has anyone seen Rhinestone? Anyone?
No.
Anyone?
I don't think so.
I didn't watch it. I have it at my house.
The movie Rhinestone?
Yeah. There's a movie. No, Greg, don't.
I'm going to look because I want to just look to see the.
What if I told you there was a movie that starred.
No, I have not. No, I have not.
That starred Sylvester Stallone.
Sylvester Stallone.
And.
Adrian!
Dolly Parton.
And Dolly Parton.
Could I interest you? That's directed by Bob Clark, who directed A Christmas Story.
Ooh.
Okay. I think that's after March Madness. We together and watch that.
What if I told you that Sylvester Stallone sings a song called Drinkenstein?
Again, we will watch that at my house in the basement together as a group.
What if I told you it's 3 hours long like the new Batman?
It is actually, it's only 111 minutes. This movie.
We can do that.
It's almost 2 hours, though.
This is real. Look it up.
I am blown away. I had no idea because, you know, I have to give Sylvester Stallone a lot of credit for my built-in brand equity, right? Because, I mean, yeah, because of the Rambo series. And it's so funny. I remember when they brought back, like, Rambo at one point, my brother's like, ugh. Why are they doing this? Like, dude, it's great. Like, it's great brand recognition. But, you know, there's always that, for him, the annoyance, and me, the entertainment of people like, oh, Rambo. You know, and they got whatever joke they have. Sure. They're all lame. But my favorite is, oh, I bet people give you a hard time about your name all the time. I'm like, no, you're the first to ever mention it. Just like deadpan it. What are you talking about? But I'll never forget the latest, like, old Rambo movie comes out, right? Because Sylvester Stallone's, like, up there.
Yeah.
It comes out, and all these videos, like, the trailer's out there, and he's on, you know, like, this one-man mission. And all I could think was, like, this is the moment to share this trailer on like, Facebook or, you know, Instagram, whatever, and just be like, hey, pray for Uncle John. He seems angry. So, but thank you, Sylvester. Your life's work has you know. In fact, it was funny. I got on a call yesterday, and we're working with a very large corporation, a very large international corporation, and there were members of their team and another firm that they work with from all over the country. I mean, Houston, San Francisco, like, you name it. Like, there's like 15 people on this call, and as I am entering, the conversation is, oh yeah, he's got the coolest last name. And like, I just immediately, I'm like, hey, so I assume you guys are talking about me. Great icebreaker. So anyways, yeah. So thank you, Sylvester.
Rambo.
If you have not seen Rhinestone.
I mean, what range Sylvester must have.
And you want to experience something you thought you didn't need in your life or want. I
gather and watch it.
Yeah, I did not know about this movie until it was probably like, I don't even know, maybe eight or 10 years ago. Our friend Chris, that actually, the one that's doing the key prank against Eric.
Yeah.
He told me about this movie, gave me the DVD, said, you have to watch this. I went home and just give you the quick synopsis of what the story's about. Basically, Dolly Parton's character sings at the Rhinestone, which is a club.
I'm sorry, can I read
the
description here from, I don't know what Google pulled this up from, but trying to get out of her contract with her obnoxious manager, Freddie, Ron Lieberman, country singer Jake Ferris, Dolly Parton, bets that she can turn the next person she sees into a Nashville-style crooner. Unfortunately, the next person she sees is cocky New York City cabbie, Nick Sylvester Stallone. Like, what a premise.
It's insane. There was a script out, kind of based on Sylvester, who fancies himself a writer. I mean, he wrote Rocky. He kind of gets a hold of the script, changes some stuff. It takes more of a comedy turn, maybe more than... I mean, it's meant to be some silliness, but maybe more than he was expecting. But at one point, I think he did this movie instead of doing Beverly Hills Cop.
Wait. Eddie Murphy's character?
So originally, that was not going to be as comedic, Beverly Hills Cop. It was going to be more of an action, like straight action movie.
Yeah.
And Sylvester Stallone was attached to Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh, yep. That would have been terrible.
And then he ended up going a different direction, but yeah.
He went with the Rhinestone franchise.
And
how many sequels were there with that one?
Unfortunately, Rhinestone's budget was $28 million and the box office was $21 million, so none.
That's so what I'm hearing is we should write the sequel to Rhinestone.
Only if we can get Sylvester and Dolly back.
Oh my gosh. Talk about an offer to make over the phone.
I see what you did there. How tall is Sylvester Stallone? I've met him, and he was a lot shorter than me.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he is one of the smallest people. If only there was a way we could look that up.
Yeah, no, we'll never find it.
Oh, man.
Again, there are some movies that have come out in, like, the 70s and 80s that you've never heard of, and you didn't know, like, this pairing was together, and this is one of those movies. It's so insane.
What would that look like today? Like, what is that mashup today?
Wow. Okay.
So we need
a country star.
We need big time country female star.
Yep.
And action dude.
Okay. Let me think on that. I'm trying to think, because at that point Dolly has acted in some stuff.
Okay.
She has been in things. I think Best Little Whorehouse in Texas is before Rhinestone, I'm pretty sure.
It's because I want to throw out maybe The Rock.
So The Rock and Reba then.
Oh my gosh! Do you know I'm the first Rockin' in line
with the Reba. You know what? Maybe it's not the sequel. It's the reboot of Rhinestone, and it's The Rock and Reba.
Oh my gosh!
The Rock and Reba,
dude. I want
and they own a bar called The Rock and Reba.
I want this to happen more than anything else I've ever wanted in life.
I mean,
I want this so bad.
The Rock.
The Rock can sing.
Yeah.
Like, he can sing. I think he plays guitar.
Let's start
a
Kickstarter before we leave tonight.
Yeah. Like, but let's also go back to Sylvester Stallone at 5'10", being one of the smallest people. Thank you.
Yeah. I looked at him at 5'10". Maybe it's because he seems larger than life. I mean, he was Rambo and he was,
yeah.
What's that other
Rocky
thing?
Yeah.
No, the oh geez.
I love that.
Don't
throw
Mama
spectra
from the train.
No, the where there were the explosions.
Oh, of course you're thinking of Rhinestone.
Yes, Rhinestone.
No. I love that I know this fact now though. Because one of the lame jokes that you always get when you share my last name is, "Oh, you're nothing like Rambo." And now it's just gonna be like, "I'm 5'10 just like him."
There you go.
That's exactly.
And then I'm just gonna like put my machete away and get my coffee.
And I started The Rock and Reba.
I mean, we have come up with so many great movie ideas. Remember the Christopher Walken,
Robin
starring Christopher Walken.
Yeah.
There was there a Danny DeVito one?
We casted him as part of the Pooh universe.
Okay, is that what it was?
I think the case, right? Like maybe he. Yeah. We casted him somewhere there. He was one of the characters.
Steve Buscemi and Danny DeVito and Christopher Walken.
The Rock and Reba movie. I mean,
like, how has that not happened?
I feel like we have just a far enough reach that maybe we could get this pitched.
I'll DM The Rock on Instagram tonight.
All right.
I'll just tell him.
And I'll talk to Reba's signed picture that's sitting beside Kenny right
now. Yeah, I'll let her know. Reba, do you remember when you were in Tremors? That was so awesome. Don't you miss acting in movies? My gosh,
that was badass.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Tremors. An alien that moves like a mole through the earth, but also eats you.
Tremors was Michael Gross from Family Ties was in that. Tremors was awesome. That was on USA.
Kevin Bacon.
Yeah. That was on USA Network. That basically, USA Network was Tremors, Monday Night Raw, and the Westminster Dog Show. That's all USA Network.
Oh,
and
hold
Silk
on.
Stockings. Sorry, Silk Stockings.
American Gladiators?
Was that on USA?
Yes. Actually, I think that was.
I think so.
Look at them.
Shadow and Thunder and Rocket.
I don't even think any of those. I remember Turbo.
Turbo and Turbo.
Nitro.
And Nitro with Rocket and Thunder. And
you're thinking of the Westminster Dog
and
Show.
Kevin.
That's what you're Rocket and Thunder. That's what
yeah. Up next.
We've also reached the point of the podcast Kevin. Where Greg is just shaking
his
head.
Oh, he is checked out. Like, so checked out. He's like, I'm going to go home, take all nine of these pills.
It is late for him.
Go to sleep. What? Give me some names.
I'm looking at American Gladiators. I'm trying to find.
I know. Give me the names.
That feels like maybe our next podcast.
It was. It was syndicated for sure.
So okay. Turbo.
Speaking of the next podcast, it's 56 minutes in. We should start thinking about the next one.
Malibu.
Lace. Zap. Gemini.
Laser.
Remember the? Well, there was one that was deaf.
Yeah.
Siren. That was the gladiator's name.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. Laser. Bronco. There was an ice. There was a thunder.
Told you.
There was a thunder.
And laser.
I don't see a rocket. I'm not seeing a rocket.
What is the next episode?
And kaboom.
Mm-hmm. What is the
it's
next
episode?
Episode 99. Oh, we're getting close.
Oh, man.
We're so close.
I'm going to try not to be tired week after next. Week Can we have chocolate next? Cake to celebrate the 100th?
Maybe. We got to wear those. Gonna wear
those stupid TRs hats again.
Wow, mm-hmm. Episode 100, guys. This is we're so close.
We did it.
Wow. We haven't done it yet.
Well, yeah, because Kenny could make it stop.
Oh yeah, I mean episode 99. I could just crush your all the dreams. Like, love this stuff. Fantastic. You got me.
That actually wouldn't be the best.
Guess what I was listening to this morning?
We've talked about episode 100 forever. And you're like, yes, I'm a country guy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Lyrics and Laughs signing off.
I'm not R. sure that 97 will ever end.
I thought this was 98.
Wait, this is 97?
No, we're 98, right?
Yeah,
we're 98.
Oh, well.
They all start to run together.
Eric can't read and the rest of us can't count.
Apparently, I can't count either.
Oh, man.
So, Kenneth.
No, there you go. That's what I'm looking for.
Rambo. The Rockin' Reba is in the horizon.
Oh, man.
All you have to do is say you're a country music fan and we can start this Rockin' Reba train.
I'm going to put it to you this way, Eric.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see that movie. But I hope the soundtrack is filled with hip hop.
You will be sadly disappointed, my friend.
Oh, man. Well, Fairdell, I want to say goodnight, but I'm not going to say it until you watch Rhinestone. So I'll let you do that first, and then I'm going to say goodnight.
Lyrics and Laughs brought to you by Luke Andrews, RE/MAX Premier Properties. Have you ever considered investing in real estate? Don't make the same mistakes Luke made buying his first investment property. Learn from all of his mistakes in his new book, which you can download for free at 10investormistakes.com. Make sure you subscribe to and rate our podcast on whatever platform you find Lyrics and Laughs. Also, check out Lyrics and Laughs on Facebook and Instagram. You'll get sneak peeks into next week's episode and other weird content. Just search Lyrics Laughs Pod. And don't miss our Lyrics and Laughs country music playlist on Spotify. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next week for episode number 99 of the Lyrics and Laughs podcast.
I'm not a character. I'm a real person, a real boy.